Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you live from the Improv for Humans podcast with Matt Becker. Get it up for Pope Benedict.
Keep it going. Keep that music going. Turn it up. I can't hear it. I can't hear the music. Turn it up. Still not loud enough. Come on. Where are my hose at? For You're going to hell. All right, turn it down. Fade it out. Yeah, where are my holes at for sure? People enjoy that song for different reasons. Some people like to dance to it. Us cardinals and popes, we go out and condemn prostitutes to that music. Where are my holes at? Let me identify you and send you to hell. How are you guys doing? You ready to see some improv tonight? Let me introduce my fellow guests one by one. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Randy Macho Man Savage. Let's keep that music going. Come on, DJ. Yeah, now he gets it. Come on, Macho Man. Oh, look, up over the top rope. Whoa! Knocked a chair over. Grab a mic. Oh! Oh, look, I'm dead already. Let's grab a mic there, Macho Man.
Yes, Macho Man Randy Savage.
How are you doing, Macho Man?
Very I'm gonna fucking mic. Kill you, brother. Oh, yeah. The cream rises.
You are looking pretty packed, except for around the penis area for some reason.
Oh,
Macho there. But ladies, are you happy to be here, Macho Man? We're both dead. Did you know that? You've been dead longer than me, oddly enough.
Oh, yeah. I came back from hell to come and take your little hat and shove it up your ass. Oh, yeah.
That's good. Any wrestling fans here tonight? Oh, really? Just this guy with the most dainty clap to prove himself. Claps like
baby,
one of those monkeys
girl.
With cymbals. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time, sir?
Be careful.
Gotta be Macho Man,
Randy Savage. That's right. The cream rises to the top.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, let's also welcome pop Polish philosopher Slavek Žižek. There he is. Let him have one of those microphones, Randy.
This is both incorrect and correct. Because you pronounce my name in this way. Fundamentally, I am misunderstandable. Let us say this from the beginning. I am from Slovenia, but even in my native country, people think of me as profoundly foreign. You understand?
Sorry,
Slavoj Žižek. It is also a name that is unpronounceable in almost every language.
And yet,
here we face the crisis of infinite crisis in the center of the storm of our modern times, which is here in Pasadena, California. Can we not say that Pasadena itself represents a kind of fulcrum upon which the crisis of the current capitalist system will turn itself, you see? They cheer even though it is for their own downfall that they have come here for, yes.
And of course, it wouldn't be a complete cast without one of my favorite cyberpunks. From the Thunderdome himself, a friend of Mad Max, please welcome Angoria. Angoria. He's one of these thugs of the wasteland. I probably didn't say his name correctly.
Hey guys, I'm Angry Oro is actually how you pronounce it. Yeah,
Angry
I'm from
Oro,
a post...
not Angoria.
Post-nuclear future, psychopathic raider bandit, you know, playing. I play the trumpet. You know, people play guitars on the hood of the car.
I've
play
seen
the trumpet.
Guitar. You play trumpet on the hood of a car.
Yeah, I play the trumpet, you know, a lot of car chases, a lot of working on cars.
Is it hard
actually.
To play? Because it's with the wind getting into the. Is that hard to play when you're racing around the desert a trumpet versus a guitar?
It is. Yeah, it is. A lot of the guys don't realize that, but. Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Oh, it's okay. What's your favorite resource?
Oh, man.
Like, I would say water right away, but maybe
water's
not.
A good one. Water's a good one. Probably water.
Yeah, I always think water.
Food.
Food's a good one.
I explore this idea in one of my documentaries, The Pervert's Guide to the Apocalypse. And this is essentially a new world that mirrors the sins and faults of our own current times, Ricky. This is perfectly understood in a number. I've written 12 books on this topic.
Just that topic.
You're talking about food?
I'm talking about this crisis of water that we have now today, which also is the world which you inhabit.
Oh,
this is the future, my people. This is the future incarnate. Welcome to your Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I never run out of water, brother. Because when I run out of water, I piss in the toilet and I not drink it down, brother. I'll drink your piss, I'll drink your piss, and I'll drink your piss.
No, you're not getting what's up. I drink my piss, man. You're not getting my piss.
Would you like regular flat piss or my sparkling piss? I have both varieties.
I can't understand a word you're saying, brother.
Perfect. This is excellent.
Okay, there we go. Now, I am curious, before we start, we are going to talk to you and get stories from you and improvise, but did you guys celebrate Halloween when you were younger? Do you remember the costumes you wore before the apocalypse? Were you born after the apocalypse?
I was born after the nuclear holocaust.
Okay.
Yeah. But we did.
Have you heard of Halloween?
Oh yeah. We had Halloween. I dressed up as Madonna one year. You know, you go hut to hut.
Because you guys are dressed all to us weird all year round. So on Halloween you dressed like just Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't judging.
You go hut to hut. You get nuts and bolts, a little squirt of oil in your bag, and it's fun.
Oh, not candy. Nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Randy, Macho Man, did you, as a little boy, did you dress up as anything?
My mom's a pumpkin and my dad is hell. So I live in Halloween, brother. Ooh, yeah. And every year I hand out candy to the trick-or-treaters and they open the door, ding-dong. I take their little pants off. I swing them on a pole. I shove them down the toilet. I put them in a grave and I wake them up again. Ooh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
So he did not dress up. What about you, Slavic? Did you dress up on Halloween?
Well, of course, you understand. I am from Slovenia. But at the time of my childhood, it was communist Yugoslavia. And so the resources were very limited in this sense. And we did have our version of Halloween. It was known as Sleitgorfestenstock. And in Sleitgorfestenstock, we would only be able to dress up as personalities vilified by Tito's Yugoslavian dictatorship. Oftentimes capitalist figures such as Charles de Gaulle or something, or perhaps a vilified different kind of communist like Leon Trotsky, etc. So you would very often see children engaging in a dialogue, like a Hegelian dialogue of the thesis, the antithesis and the synthesis on the front step, negotiating who would take the candy, which was also poisoned.
So Trotsky... What's he dressed up as? Now, we are coming up on Halloween and celebrating it. Does anyone here have any plans for the 31st and have a costume you'd like to tell us about? We'd love to hear about it. Anyone? Please tell us. Anyone? No? Yes, right there, sir.
I almost wore it, but I felt silly. But I don't know why I should.
Yeah, you wore your I'm a stupid shirt. So you only felt so silly. So what were you going to wear on the 31st?
So this, but also with clown hair and Groucho glasses in the nose and the arrow through the head.
All the classics. Arrow through the head, the Groucho glasses, classic. Okay, you're going full classic, sir. Is he leaving anything out?
Pocket full of beans, brother. Don't forget that.
How about a rubber chicken stuffed up your asshole?
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Why stuffed up his asshole?
Because it's what he deserves. Yeah, his hands are full.
That's a good point.
Perhaps you could also have a certain number of Polacks that you arrive with at your Halloween party to fulfill the Polak Polish joke, of course. Answering. By the way, his shirt, it says, I'm with stupid, what, and he is alone, it seems. What a profound sense of ennui is an existential crisis here, we understand.
What do you mean, why up his ass? Don't forget, I'm a psychopath from a post-nuclear future.
That. I am too.
I'm a psycho.
Let's cut to a novelty shop. Okay. See, I'm a stupid federal bikini inspector. Okay.
Can I help you find anything?
Yeah. I really think federal, I'm torn between these two. I think federal bikini inspector is really funny.
It is, yeah.
Because
yeah. You can cross state lines and inspect bikinis.
Yeah. And state bikini inspector, that wouldn't be as funny.
Right.
No.
No, I want you to understand, this shirt, federal bikini inspector, is a legally binding document. Purchasing and wearing this shirt actually does give you the authority and jurisdiction to inspect people's bikinis anywhere in the 48 continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii and Guam.
That's everything. That's all 50 states. Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that puts a lot of, makes me have a lot of questions about I'm with stupid then. Is that binding somehow too?
Yeah, well, everybody you are with will lose several IQ points and a lot of times they suffer incontinence. They choke on food a lot.
Dad, did you pick out your costume yet?
I did. I was there for a while. It came down to two choices, but look, I got this one. I'm with stupid.
Oh, and you're gonna go trick or treating with me?
Hey,
of
boss.
Of course I am.
Boss, we just got in the big box of one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four shots where it blurs out towards the bottom of the shirt.
Yeah.
Are those all supposed to be out here on the main shelves, or do you want some in the back of the store?
Wait a minute. Did you say one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four?
Yeah.
Because that's a misprint.
It is a misprint.
It should be one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Well, it's a misprint. I wonder if it's actually valuable because maybe it's like a stamp that gets done wrong, and so maybe... Maybe it's like, maybe you charge a higher price, or what do you think?
Wow. Let me see, though. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
It just counts out sequentially the number of tequilas, boss.
Dad, can we go home? I shit myself. I used to be able to hold it.
Oh, no. This really, it's working too fast, too well. Okay, I want to exchange this, sir.
We just got in some priceless misprinted...
It says one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, two tequila, four. I don't know if you heard what we were saying before, but usually there's like a pun at the end, but like obviously there's a misprint here, so...
And this fades away, and we see he makes the federal bikini inspector choice, and we cut to a beach.
All right, perverts, round up. Everyone's got their shirts and there's tits out there that need looking at and nipples that need, well, if you're gesticulating in the area, you could graze one with your hand and you're allowed to legally do that now.
Hey, I know I got rights. I got rights. I'm entitled to a top lawyer or a fucking bottom lawyer as well.
Oh, ma'am, you're not supposed to be in the pervert meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just heard. Honey, you wouldn't believe some of the things I do down in Fort Destin, honey.
Well, actually, you know, now that you're here, ma'am, we could use a woman on the FBI.
Oh, really? I've always wanted to be a narc.
Yeah, why don't you go tell the other gals to parade their little bikinis over here.
We see some towels with some bikini-clad women on it, and she approaches. Hi. Come to join us?
Look, y'all look like you're having a good time down here at the beach, but maybe too much of a good time. Are you out here.
Wait a minute. Are you with those federal bikini inspectors?
Recently, yes. Hold on. I'm going to light up.
Because I am having a problem. I have a defective bikini, and I would love some professional inspection.
Well, honey, we don't inspect to help you. We inspect it in a way to possibly bring you up on bikini-related charges.
Okay. Hey, can I talk to you for a second, Beverly?
What is it now,
listen,
bitch?
Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining, you know, Pervert Patrol, but you blew your cover almost immediately.
Well, I didn't go to any training. I figured there would be 6 weeks, 6 months of training. You just put me out there in the field.
Well, I'm
learning as I go. This is my training day, girl.
I guess I'm learning, too, because I've never spoken to a woman before. So, why
excuse me, are y'all thinking
there?
You're undercover? You're wearing the T-shirts.
Yeah, but it says FBI, so you don't know which one or how come. Is it Federal Bureau of whatever, or is it Federal Bikini Inspector?
Well, that's look, my bikini, can somebody help me? Because my bikini look, is
honey.
Defective.
Let me take a look, honey.
It is too tight in the back, and my big, large breasts are nearby popping out of the thing.
Oh, it's there's a little quality control sticker that's a little circle. We can just get rid of that. Uh-oh, you've been littering with your little stickers.
We cut to a week later, and it's the hardest day of training. This will be the hardest day of training. This is where we're going to make you guys talk to an actual woman before we send you out on the beach. Okay? So we're going to go through the first floor of Macy's, where they do the perfume samples and the makeup samples. And you just have to be nice and talk to the woman. If you can make it all the way through the first floor of Macy's, you pass.
Oh, hi, gentlemen. Are you looking for a fragrance? Maybe for a loved one, a girlfriend, anything like that? Can I help you?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fuck. Do women always have perfume?
I'm sorry?
Is that a normal... Do women always have perfume, ma'am?
Sir, you're shouting and a half-eaten sandwich has fallen out of your mouth and plopped onto the floor. Okay, yes, women always wear perfume. It's something that women do. It's kind of a feminine touch.
Uh-huh. So, am I allowed to be here as a man, or is that not allowed in our world today?
Okay, well, the rules of Macy's are a little bit different from the rules of the world at large, but men are allowed in the shop if they have a beautiful wife and it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy. Not only do I not have a wife.
He flashes back to his training. Try not to be confrontational. Try not to be an asshole. Just try to fit in.
Make sure you don't yell at someone the first time you meet them. It's a federal bikini inspector. It's a very soft office.
Sorry, sir, are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, I just found one of the mirrors here in Macy's to coach myself.
Okay. So rules here at Macy's are, mirrors are for boyfriend and girlfriend. Boyfriend to stand behind and put a necklace around the girlfriend's neck and say, do you like it?
I've actually never talked to a girl before for very long, at least in my adult years. So I'm learning how to do it. Just for professional training I'm going to have to go through right now.
Oh, so
And we see, just across the counter, we see that exactly happen. Do you like it? I mean, for real this time.
What?
I always feel like you just say you like it every time I put a necklace on, but we've been together for over a year now. I mean, do you like it?
I mean, yeah, it's a small silver, monkey with a giant cock.
You're just saying
what it is. I
just
don't think I'd wear it.
Do you like it?
It's interesting. I don't think I would wear it, Troy.
Is it the silver cock or the monkey or that it's silver?
I just think the monkey looks like insane, gripping his cock, and his eyes are bulging out, and he's like gnawing on the end of it.
To a monkey, that's not insane. That's what they do.
I just don't love the necklace, Troy.
Can I help you two over here with anything? I see you're looking at the jewelry. Can I help you?
Yes.
You're looking at our Go Ape Shit for Valentine's Day section?
Yeah, like, Do people wear this? Like, I think it's an interesting sculpture, but...
Of course, yes. A lot of women love to wear it.
Like,
the monkey with the big swinging balls and the banana, and the kind of you're wondering, is it shit or jizz that's going on? It's kind of Macy's. It's part of Macy's primal instinct line, and
so that means it's shit.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of up to the viewer, right? It's a little jizzle jazzle of diamonds. Now, what is it, right?
You said jizzle jazzle, so it's jizz?
Let her talk. Stop interrupting her.
You don't interrupt me. Hey. I'm the one who's gonna buy it.
Excuse me?
Hey, boss. Boss, we just got in a couple shipments, boxes, of the jewelry that's it says guerrilla warfare, but it actually it just spelled like the Spanish word guerrilla for the like you know the jungle fighters. So there was obviously supposed to be a pun there. I'm wondering if it makes the jewelry more valuable, or if it's still just should we shouldn't try to get it melted down or something.
Yeah, I think we should take it to the big melter.
Okay, well...
So you know where that is, right? Down, take the elevator down to the
basement.
Unfortunately,
I do. Do I have to go back to the... I've got to go to my other job later at the T-shirt store down by the waterfront.
I know. Well, but Macy's doesn't stand for classic guerrilla warfare, and you know that. We only stand for the monkey business kind of funny kind.
Okay.
Who's that? Oh. Do we have a trespasser down by the big melter?
Oh, fuck. Oh, the melter.
Bubble, bubble, bubble.
Come hither. Come out the shadows.
I have business with you. Yes. I come from Macy's, a federated corporation.
Ah.
I mean no trouble and no harm, merely to melt my improperly printed gold items for an almost equal amount, you keeping a small percentage for your troubles, of course.
What tithings have you brought me to use the melter?
In the background, we see a lot of 2023 necklaces being melted down.
I figured you would just take a portion of the gold that we melted and call it a deal.
Gorilla. It's yes. Funny.
Yes, Meltor. There was supposed to be a pun there, but of course it's just simply a statement of guerrilla warfare.
Right, right.
Not great for jewelry.
Right. It's of no use to me then.
Master Meltor, please, look at him closely. He's wearing the I'm with Stupid shirt. He's the chosen one.
Oh my God,
he swings the I'm with Stupid arrow around and they get more and more stupid as the deal progresses.
Oh, I didn't notice because he's a funny shirt.
That's no. Right, Meltor. Oh. My power is my shirt. Oh. You are with Stupid. I am with Stupid. And it's, fuck, I'm getting dumb myself.
Oh. Unsin, that is a sin.
That was one scene?
Yes, your past scenes are shorter and longer. Over here, give us a word. Give us a word. Give us a suggestion. Anything, anyone. Give a word out just to get a conversation.
Plagiarism.
That's a good one. Plagiarism. What's something that has been stolen that has upset you recently? Anyone? Anyone here have an opinion on that? You're like, that idea was stolen. I'm upset about that.
Well, obviously, the entire institution of Saturday Night Live has founded on stealing other things. We know this. Grown-ups in a free society can admit this kind of thing. How can we not talk as free people openly about this? My God, I grew up under communism, and people are still afraid to address this outright joke theft of the Saturday Night Live. Let's we can start there. Oh, I see. Now I realize the laughter was only from on stage. None of it was taking place off the stage.
So you think SNL steals a lot? That has been a common...
My God, how can we blame them for this? It's not life itself an act of theft. This is one of the ridiculous ideas that's central to my philosophy, of course.
Yes. That is a common philosophy of blues, that you take a little, add a little. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they say. And of course, there is the adage, the low culture adage that they say, a great writer steal. Good ones borrow and great ones steal, of course.
Okay, let's do a scene on that. Let's begin.
Right, thanks. Thanks for having me, Ed Sheeran, as the musical guest. I'm in love with the shape of you. Anyways, I was thinking for my monologue, I'd do, like, who's on first and all that.
That
who's on first?
Great,
what's on
Ed,
second? I don't know. Who's on third? Could be funny.
Okay, you mean, like, do a tribute to who's on first?
No, like, say that I wrote it. Say, hey, and now, is jokes by Ed Sheeran and all that?
He gets to do the monologue, too?
Isn't
he?
Yeah.
He's been very aggressive since he's been on set. Okay, there's a lot of accusations out lately that you've been stealing songs, so I'm just concerned.
What song have they said I've stolen?
What?
What song have they said I've stolen?
I think a half dozen Marvin Gaye songs.
Yeah. Well, but also, who's on first takes really two people.
Yeah. No. You want to do that? You can't have a misunderstanding with one person.
Listen, Rachel McAdams wants to encroach on my territory. You're just the one in the sketches. I'm doing the monologue. You're celebrity guest B. Okay, Rach?
Sorry, Rachel.
Wow.
I want to do Who's On First by Me Ones.
Can we just get a little taste of how you can be confused when it's just one person?
Oi. Who's on first? What do you mean then? What? Who's on second? I don't know what then, mate. I don't know what on second or third home run that is.
He's just talking to himself like Gollum.
End of monologue, crowd goes wild. Best Saturday Night Live in history. Ed Sheeran in it.
Right. It's impossible and unfunny. I think it works.
Thanks. Cheers, Lauren.
Are you sure? Ed was just supposed to be the music guest. He's kind of...
Well, yeah, anything that encroaches on boundaries and tickles me in a certain way.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. What are the sketch ideas for me? You know, I'm here to promote my the project. I'm in that new. I'm Rachel
movie?
McAdams. I'm in
Mean Girls reboot, innit?
Was I?
Isn't there coming out a Mean Girls reboot for Rachel McAdams and all that?
Really?
Give us a kiss then.
What was I?
Ed did give us a taste.
Oh, what? Give us a taste of the Mean Girls reboot, then. Go on.
I never saw. I mean, I was. Was I?
Yeah, you were the main girl. You were the mean girl, Regina George. I went to it often.
Are you sure that wasn't like Elizabeth Banks or something?
Rachel, I noticed you showed up wearing an I'm With Stupid shirt.
The arrow is spinning around. And we cut to the night of the show, and Ed is rehearsing in the green room the Who's On First.
Who's on first and all that? Who's on first? What's that? No, not me. I don't know who. Who's I don't know? What? Who? Hey, who's that knocking on my green room door?
Nobody. Sorry to bother you. Just
then.
Keep it up. I'm at wrong door.
Who's on second? I don't know who's on second, mate. Who's on? What's that? Who's what's that? No, his name is what's that? What's that? What now? What now is the coach of the basketball team? I thought we was at a baseball team. That's a home run, innit? Sliding into first. Who? No, that's her name. Her name is Sliding Into First. Sliding Into First is no woman's name. She's my wife. Fuck off. Her name could be anything. Sliding Into First. Mrs. Sliding Into First. That's you. Hanging on, and that's a fly pop ball. Pop ball, that's me grandpa's name. Who's your grandpa? Pop ball.
And see, I'm saying, I want to go back to Halloween. Who here has a Halloween costume from their childhood they'd like to tell us about that they were very proud of, that they took a lot of time making, that maybe their parents helped them make? Feedback, there you go. You dressed up as Elvis.
And then every time I got candy, I would say, thank you, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you had a shtick.
Wait, was Priscilla 3?
Oh, nice. Nice, Randy.
Yeah, and did you fucking abuse her and then go die on your potty chair? Fucking Elvis.
It is weird another child being your prop for your costume. Let's do something on that, maybe. Okay, guys, have you decided what you're going to be this? Last year, y'all wanted grapes. I don't think you need to go as the same thing just because you're all siblings, okay? You can have your own ideas this year.
Well,
you don't have to say because Lisa's saying
Well, stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
I was going to be Sonic the Hedgehog, Dad.
Okay.
I want to be Sonic the Hedgehog, but I need a sidekick like Tails or something.
Sonic the Hedgehog has a sidekick?
Yeah, but he's all he does is helicopter around and fly around and get killed faster.
But we don't want to be Tails.
Okay. Well, they don't want to be Tails.
Well, I know, because it's kind of a shitty sidekick, but I need it, or it doesn't pay my costume off.
Okay. Is it possible you can get a costume that doesn't have a sidekick?
I can have anything I want, ever, ever. All I want to do is force myself.
You always get...
What?
You always get everything you want.
What?
We're sick of it.
Dad, I want to be Mother Mary and the pregnant kind, and I want my brothers to curl up underneath my shirt and be my babies. Is that so much to ask?
Hold on.
I want to be a baby Jesus.
I want to be a baby of the Mother of God.
I want to be baby Jesus.
Mother Mary has more than one baby?
Yes,
there's James, the brother of Christ.
She had Jesus and James.
You don't know Big James, the brother of Christ?
He came out first. He had the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, and that's how come Jesus got to be the good one.
It's all in the comic book Bible.
It is very hard for me to do this scene. That is not funny. Okay. Can't you just use pillows?
No, people will know. Pillows don't have little delicate toe prints pressing out on the outside. I need my brothers to curl up in a little ball.
That doesn't sound fun
and
for
then,
them.
And then when the other trick-or-treaters come by, I can go, oh, put your hand. The babies are kicking. And then my brothers can wiggle their little toes. It'll be authentic.
Does that sound fun for you guys?
No.
It reminds me of last year when she forced us to play Ignorance and Want in her Ghost of Christmas Future costume, where she opened the dress and we were just starving underneath her.
Either way, I gotta get my brothers under my clothes.
I want to be an old woman's belly button. And I want my brothers to be her sagging breasts dangling down.
I thought you were going to say lint.
You're not even strong enough to carry me as a breast.
No, you walk behind me and dangle over.
We can be that for Easter. Let me have this one. Dad, where's
Dad,
Mom?
Yeah.
What?
Where's Mom gone?
She didn't want to do the costume with me. It was really simple.
What? You mean our sins are reflected in an older generation as well?
I just wanted to be salt. Just wanted her to be the other thing.
Wound?
Vinegar?
the fields of Carthage?
Have a guess, younger brother.
Slug?
Battery?
Battery?
Dad!
Battery.
Dad, these are great costumes. We don't have to have our own ideas. We can help you do your costume. We won't need Mom anymore.
Yeah, you can be Salt. I'll be Margarita Glass. You'll be Slug, and that one will be Battery.
All the great
and
uses of Salt.
Unseen. It had a beautiful ending. Oh, losing my pop-up. What are you dressed as?
A ceiling fan.
A ceiling fan. Oh, let's go ceiling. Let's go ceiling. And she has a propeller on her head. That's very nice.
This is a very good costume because already I am looking at you, frightened that you could fall down and kill me in my sleep, even though it has never happened historically. Every time you look at it, you go, you might as well fall down and chop me to pieces.
All right. And we just need to come back Monday and tighten up the ceiling fan and we'll be done with the remodel. I just suggest you don't move in till Monday.
Well, what do you mean? We don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, we already got rid of our last condo. We're done with our condo and we had nowhere else to go. We've got all our boxes right here.
It's outside. August. It's sweltering hot. What are we supposed to do?
All right. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday and I got to go home and we haven't totally screwed in that.
How long does it take to finish screwing in? I mean, you've partially screwed in the...
About a half hour.
I'm not like a home improvement expert, you know. So I don't know personally, but
I think it. Yeah, I would just wait until Monday where we can screw it in and test it, and then you can move in Monday, or you can move in now and risk having a ceiling fan that isn't completely screwed in.
Well, I mean, well, that sounds fine, right, Mark?
As
long as you don't turn it on, just you can go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday without
turning
Saturday, it
on. Friday, Saturday, yeah, sure. It's April. It's not that hot.
No, it's August.
Oh, shit.
You guys are getting your A months mixed up.
I do sometimes, right. I do that sometimes. I also mix up January and June.
You're blocking out the last 4 months because
I'm not. Look, I'm not going to
hell. We just went through buying a house. I'm not surprised.
I'm not. Look, I'm a professional. Okay, I work in accounting. I'm not good at home improvements or any kind of like non-numerical information.
Okay, well, just don't turn on the fan.
Okay. Okay, I can handle that.
Just this switch turns on the fan. Just don't touch that switch.
So not
the
next this switch.
Okay, you turned it on.
Oh,
I'll
fuck.
Just turn it off. Okay.
Hey,
whoa.
Rob.
Whoa. Wow. It bounced around the room like a screensaver.
Don't reach at it. Just reached at it like a cat.
Gotta excuse him. He hasn't owned a new computer since 1998.
Well, thank God it clanked to a halt here in the corner. I guess that unless there's other fans in the house, we're probably home and free just to move into our new house. Right?
Yep, just don't turn on the fan, and if you do, just don't stand underneath it, and everything should be
okay.
Wait,
does that go for just this fan or all the other 14 other fans in all the different rooms?
Yeah, how many fans have you half screwed in?
I did remember that on the second floor, there's just a fan room where there's like 8 fans just in one room area.
Well, you want to stay out of that room till Monday. And we cut to Saturday morning. It's a little hotter than the day before.
Oh, my God. You were great last night.
There is just cum everywhere.
I can barely remember. I almost passed out. It is so darn hot.
It
I was sweating
hot.
Like a pig.
You are sweating like a little piglet.
Oh, stop it. I can't. I'm too hot.
Oh, you're really? My baby's hot? Oh, not in our new house. Mm. Oh.
Knock, knock, knock. Neighbor
shit.
Alert.
Oh, wow. Smear the cum around a little bit.
Hi. Oh, I'm Sheila. I live next door. Oh, my God.
You're
wow,
Sheila.
You guys must love mayo or what?
Sorry about these tendrils. It's a Prel, actually. We were just going to get in the shower.
Yeah,
oh,
we're just pre-gaming our skin regimen.
Oh, great. Well, listen, I just wanted to come over and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I am a single white woman, and if I come in to take a look around and something bad happens to me and I die in here, could be bad luck for you guys. And that's just something I say to everyone when I meet them.
Good,
if I take a look around? Please.
No, please.
Please
no.
Is safe,
on
right?
Our house is your house. Always good to be in an involved
wow.
neighborhood.
Wow, look at this living room. Mind if I turn on the fan?
Well.
Ah!
Whoa. we have to chop her body up and bury it, along with all the fans in the house.
It's not good, Rob. The house is covered in cum. And there's a dead woman here. Hopefully, it's not a good look.
Hopefully any investigator is going to notice that the cum was dry before the death happened.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, open up. FBI here, not the bikini kind. What's going on, cum guzzlers?
What a boy.
Heard a scream.
You're here awful fast. For a local investigation.
Yeah, I'm stationed out in the cul-de-sac because a white woman lives here. Is everything okay?
Is this your jurisdiction? This does not cross state lines.
It doesn't cross
state lines.
Read my
t-shirt, FBI.
But actually, your t-shirt does say Federal Bikini Inspector.
Yeah, but the back says Federal Bureau of Investigation or whatever the serious one is.
Oh, it must have been one of those misprinted t-shirts.
Yeah, I got it at Spirit Halloween. But I have the designation to do both jobs. So suck my dick if you're not already filled up on sucking dicks as it looks like you are.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That seems very aggressive. That seems very aggressive. We were just being welcomed to the neighborhood by our... Wait, I shouldn't talk about that. I mean...
We swallow. If we were sucking dicks, it wouldn't be on the floor.
We swallow. This is just... We were so excited about how hot we swallowed that this came out afterwards.
Out your ass?
Yeah, where else? I mean, where else?
You don't have to answer his questions, Rob.
Yes, you do.
That's right. I need a lawyer. You never talk to the FBI, is what they say on all the blogs.
Okay, we cut to them with their lawyers. Okay. Now, we got a couple of things going on here.
Yeah, thanks for coming down on short notice.
I'm your lawyer. Okay, the good news is the detectives aren't asking or seem to be concerned about the blood.
Good. Okay. Good.
They're more fascinated with the amount of cum and where it is. And,
so you're saying we could spin this as some kind of just pure sex perversion case?
I'm just saying they have yet to ask any questions about the blood. If we can keep them on the cum, we can get you off a murder charge and they'll just think you're fucked up.
Is that a crime? To be fucked up?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Just don't get too defensive, guys. It's not a crime.
Well, I'm here to defend my reputation. Yeah, I mean, I didn't kill anyone.
He's a popular accountant.
It's not a crime.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, everyone quiet down. I'd like you to take a look at this slideshow. Exhibit A, pictures of the crime scene. We see a woman here laying on the ground, and there is a bunch of different liquids around. I have with me little cups of each of the liquids. Now, everyone's going to have a little taste. Then we're going to do a vote on what is what.
We see everyone in the jury doing a little taste test.
Okay, first, everyone's getting the red flavor. Now here comes the white. Take your time, take both, and there are coffee beans for you to nibble on in between.
We see this is sponsored by Diet Pepsi.
Counsel, we have a sidebar, please. Both attorneys from both sides of the case. Counsel, I find it highly unorthodox that you're distributing shots of cum as samples to be tasted by the jury. Is there a valid reason, jurisprudence for this?
Objection, Your Honor. We can't assume it's cum until we've all tasted it.
Objection sustained. I understand.
From I understand that cum can only be in the red and the brown.
My question, counsel, and you and counsel, you will not interrupt me again, or I will find you in contempt, contempt of court. Now, what I want to know is it necessary for the jury to taste the cum, or does that taint?
Sorry, Your Honor, my stenography machine is all sticky now, and the keys aren't working properly.
Oh, Linda, you just keep looking pretty there.
Oh, Your Honor.
You got your nails and your hair done up the way it is.
They should haul you away to jail.
Oh. Now, I'm going to hold you in contempt if you keep that up, but you're going to like it.
I plead the 69th.
Objection, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. Why can we not have an expert determine the taste of the cum, not taint the entire jury pool?
Oh, are you saying the stenographer is an expert in tasting bodily fluids?
Well, now.
I mean, she sure is licking her fingers like she is.
Sure, her fingers move fast when they need to.
I have been known to go around the block a bit. Let me try.
Fine, we're going to have to take one of the samples from the jury. And they're hungry.
This is, we're gonna allow it. It's unorthodox, but we're going to allow this one.
Okay, please, close your eyes so you don't know if you're getting white, red, or brown.
Okay.
There, taste. She's thinking.
That's cum. From.
Oh?
Order in my courtroom!
Wait! Your Honor, she was gonna say who the cum is from!
Did you. Sorry, you.
Can you? Can she?
Oh, please. No, okay. I didn't like the disruption from the rest of the room.
Oh. I was going to say Brazilian anteater.
Counsel?
This fucks my entire case.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, some of you are, I see that some of you are actually taking seconds of your cum shots.
I'm saying nothing wrong with a little taste of anything. Of anything.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's get a suggestion from over here. Just any word, just to spark some conversation.
Sugar Rush.
Sugar Rush. Yes, okay. Anybody here have children? Anyone? Ever have a child? No one? This is an odd crowd. Don't know about Meatloaf, don't have children.
Well, see, the suggestion was Sugar Rush or the Icelandic band Sigur Rós. To me, they are equally familiar.
Nice one. That's a good reference there. Zizek. I think Sugar Rush was what they're saying. Sugar Rush you'll get on Halloween. I've noticed, you know, children will have dessert and be very happy and talkative like they're on cocaine after a sugar rush. I've noticed that. I've never had a child.
But also, for an aging Generex philosopher, Sigur Rós has the same effect.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay.
I've heard it's an urban myth, the sugar rush, but it doesn't actually have that effect.
Is it not real?
That's what I've read.
Okay, we cut to a candy store. Okay, you guys only get two pieces each, or else you're gonna go too crazy, and I can't have that in the car.
Two pieces?
Mom. Come on, Dad. Mom would have let us.
Yeah, I mean, we helped you out with your costume and everything, and now our payoff is that we only get two pieces of candy?
Two loose pieces of candy?
Come on, I'm tired from carrying my brothers around in my womb.
Oh, my God. Oh, Rolo and a hard candy.
Being in your house is like being in jail, Dad.
Okay, you each get three pieces of candy.
I want a fucking king-size Snickers, Dad!
It's not even... So like one and a half packages of Reese's Cups?
What are you worried about? We're going to go crazier than you're making us right now? You're doing this!
You're scaring me. You scare me.
Yeah, well, we grew up a little bit in the last week, and so you should be scared.
You guys are coming on a little strong. There's three of you. You're starting to intimidate.
Yeah, there's three of us and one of you.
Yeah, so get with the program, fuckface.
You shouldn't have got rid of Mom. You shouldn't have got rid of Mom, dickhead. Now you're outnumbered.
Stop squeezing me.
Yeah, living with you is like living in prison, but you're not the warden. You're the shithole. So bend down.
Yeah, or guess what? I got a switchblade. I'm gonna use it. Dad.
We cut to a half hour later in the candy store. There's been a deal. They can each have a dozen pieces of candy each. They're about halfway through their journey. Come on, guys. Just pick, choose, and we got to get out of here.
You're on thin ice. This was a tenuous piece that you negotiated, and we went for it, but it will not hold in the long run.
I'm undecided. Should I have a now and later now? Or... at another time.
You have to choose it now. What have you chosen, James?
I have just a bunch of gobstoppers, and I'm starting to feel a sugar rush from it.
You're already eating?
Well, fuck yeah. It's my candy, Dad. I only got 12 pieces, and I went for a small one because I'm trying to watch how much blue number two I didn't take into my system.
Lisa, what have you chosen?
I got a Nutter Bitter Big Bar and a big fat fucking millionaire. And I'm high on candy, and I want a new dad.
Well, I'm all you get. What'd you say? You have a millionaire?
We cut to the dad auditions. All right, everybody line up. You got three little adorable little cuties. Who wants to be our daddy? Who's up first? State your name and your height and where you're from.
Tom Jeffries. I'm from Kansas City.
And height?
Six.
Six?
I'm six.
Hi,
years
Tom.
Old or feet tall?
I'm
what have
six
you prepared to us
tall.
Today, Mr. Jeffries, for your audition to be the father, the new father? What have you auditioned? What have you prepared for us?
My brother ate so much candy; he's British now.
I figure for auditioning, there has to be a cunty British one on the town.
Well, I'm a Cub Scout leader, and I like to go on camping trips. And I enjoy fishing, and I look forward to going on a fishing trip with the three of you.
Aww.
Well, Mr. Jeffries, that was fantastic. Fantastically bad. You will not be joining our family as our father.
Next! Ooh, who's this little curly-haired freak? A short one with a little belly, I like it. What's your name?
Hi there!
Whoa. Next!
Disgusting. Beat him up as he exits the building.
Who was that asshole? Hi.
A mommy?
My name is Melinda.
Oh my God.
I heard about these daddy auditions and thought I should give it a try myself. I've always wanted to be a daddy. I've been a mommy my whole life.
Oh, well, we've never had mommy. A mommy.
A mommy for a daddy?
Wow.
Whoa, I'm intrigued. Let me spin my chair around.
Just tell you a little about myself. I'm a Girl Scout leader. And I like to go on camping trips. And I enjoy fishing.
This is the first fucking guy in a wig.
You're disgusting.
God damn it.
You Next. Have no reason to be the father of these children.
Hi.
No.
Is this the best we're going to come up with?
Okay,
in these
brothers,
auditions?
Brothers, huddle up, huddle up. Do we even need a dad, or should we just go rogue and live in the trees and do pissing and pooping in the leaves and eating candy for breakfast and dinner?
Great, yeah. We'll last at least a month doing it this way.
And that's what they did, and that's what all children think. Like, without parents, we can eat ice cream and candy, and but soon there is a lot of diarrhea, and they're a month into this process of, and also they just went just kind of 30 yards into a public park, not really deep into the woods.
Kids rule! Kids rule!
Oh, I'm hungry.
My arm is broken.
Okay, let's make a plan. First of all, we need to do all our diarrhea in one place over there, okay? All right,
next. Next to the baseball
suddenly
field?
A frisbee from a picnic lands near them.
Oh.
And a boy goes, well, oh, here's my Frisbee. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Wait. Are you look like you're made.
Hey, back up.
Oh, no. You want to play?
You have a picnic over there? What do you got, some German
potato
salad?
We live here deep in the woods.
Yeah, what's your story? Your cheeks are a little red and rosy, like you got a good mommy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with my parents over there. We're just playing Frisbee and stuff.
Oh, I'm looking at him, and as I look at him, he kind of turns into a cooked chicken with, like, heat waves coming off of it.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a chicken-y vibe
going on. Is that sunscreen making you look so oily? Yum,
hey,
yum.
You want to join a cool new society in the woods?
Yeah, no. We live in the woods like Robin Hood.
It smells like diarrhea here.
Ew, not for long. We're going to start doing it over there.
Yeah, as soon as we get some better food, our stools are going to get a lot more normal.
I tell you what, we didn't eat all our picnic. You need to bring you back some stuff from our picnic?
Oh, wow. I still see him as a chicken, but he also helps me get other food.
Okay, bring back a garnish.
5 minutes later, the chicken brings back a chicken.
Look, I don't know which one to eat.
We have some chicken left over.
He brought a piece of food that looks exactly like how I've been seeing him. Which one is it ethical to eat?
The smaller one, probably?
To him, he just sees a chicken holding another chicken.
Brothers, gather up. I know this riddle. It's the two chickens. One always lies and the other always tells the truth.
Right.
Yeah. You chickens, explain. Which one of you is a chicken and which one is a real person?
I'm not a chicken, I'm a little boy.
And?
I'm not a chicken, I'm a little boy.
Fuck!
Quiz us.
What temperature were you cooked at?
145.
I don't even know what temperature things are cooked at.
That was less trustworthy, though. That's what a chicken would say, trying not to get eaten. Knowing very well exactly how much.
But 145 is way too low.
It's too low of a temperature, too. That's just, you could warm it up on 145.
Yeah. Sort of too low to cook anything, really.
Hey, wait a minute. I noticed that there's like, you got a big apple stuffed somewhere inside of you. Where is the apple stuffed?
What's the question?
You got an apple stuffed inside of you. Where is
the apple stuffed?
Okay. In my throat.
In my stomach.
Neither one of them said in their ass.
What are we doing?
We're quizzing the two chickens to see which one. Duh.
Why don't
to see
we just eat
is both
chickens?
Is the kid that we just met and which one is the chicken he's trying to
Let's
give
us? Let's just eat one and whatever one.
For leftovers?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I'll rip off one of the arms. Ow.
And they eat the boy.
Well, I guess I should have stopped when there was like a Nintendo GoPro Game Boy. I'm sorry. It was it takes pictures too.
I was about to say a Nintendo product that you strap to a helmet and go snowboarding.
Well, chickens love those.
Maybe I can rig it up and to finally live out my Sonic the Hedgehog fantasy.
Oh no.
Insane. How about this area right here? Let's get a suggestion just to get some things. Just a word, any word.
Mustache.
Never had one. Sorry.
By the way, I am wearing a costume for myself. I go into the Halloween store and there is the prepackaged Slavoj Žižek costume, which interestingly is the same thing if you get a costume that it says, I want to go for Halloween as Adbusters magazine. It looks exactly the same as this, what I said.
Is it the same age you are, your costume?
Well, apparently, yes. And it smells like rotten mildew. It smells like academic journals that have slowly yellowed in the sun. It smells like a number of storage spaces that have been slept in. And so on, etc.
So mustache.
I had a mustache, brother. Oh, yeah. Cream of the crop mustache. And I was wearing it before I left the house. And then I had an allergic reaction to the glue, brother. Yeah. So So now I'm cleanly shaven, brother. Oh, yeah.
So, slightly less macho man, Randy Savage.
The fuck you say?
Pubescent man, Randy Savage, perhaps.
Yeah.
We cut to some ladies talking. I've never dated a guy with a mustache, and I think we've gotten to that point. I think we're gonna kiss on this next date.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Do you know what kind of food or crumbs he might have in it?
That's what I'm worried about. Have you kissed someone with a mustache before?
Yes, but I only date guys who like the foods that I like, so I can have seconds of the foods that I like when I'm kissing.
And do you get chunks of food or is it just spices?
Sometimes full chunks, sometimes full shrimp. You should be careful.
A shrimp.
Yeah, because you should be careful with your shellfish allergy. Just choose someone who didn't have shrimp for brekkie or whatever, because it'll be there and you'll have it.
Mm-hmm. And honey, if you're lucky, you get down there and you just scratch it out. If you got an itch down there, just hold them down and just rub on it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe some of the things I've done down in Sandestin.
Hey, Charlene, ladies, are you ready for our date?
Oh, here he is.
Oh, hi, this is my new boyfriend.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I think my name is Linda. I'm from Sandestin. You don't want me to get started on my story, honey.
Well, I'm Rick, and I'm taking this lucky little lady bobbing for mashed potato tonight.
Oh.
I guess it's a special thing around here.
Wow, and so she tells us that you two haven't done the big KISS yet.
Why did you say that?
Sorry.
Charlene.
Can't believe she said that.
Oh, it's true, but we've done everything else.
Yes, we've
everywhere but
sex.
The mouth. That's
everywhere but the mouth.
Yeah. Well, mostly anal, but not a kiss yet.
Honey, you mean you had this broom scrape across your little behind?
Yes, I have.
Oh, Lord.
See, now
it's getting
household.
Too hot for me.
I've been told, now that we're talking about it, that sometimes chunks of food might be in your mustache. What have you eaten today?
Besides your ass?
Yeah.
Well,
honey, I'm going to need another tea.
I had some quadratinis with breakfast.
I don't know what those are.
Those are those little wafer things.
They're little Italian cookies.
Yeah,
they're little Italian cookies. They got little flavors baked into them. I get the ones, the Pepperidge Farm ones, down at Publix. They are delicious, sweetheart.
I get mine at Jones on 3rd. Anyway.
At the bar?
Huh?
At the bar?
No.
Stop flirting with my boyfriend.
Well, honey, this was a girl's brunch, and you and I wasn't one that invited the mustache in. If I was, you'd see I've had bigger mustaches lately in my love life.
Oh.
Speaking of the devil, honey, I'm here to take you out for pizza.
Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hop on my knee, cutie pie, and suck on this mustache.
Oh. We see this new fella's mustache goes all the way down to his knees.
Oh, he
you
likes
taste
it.
That pepperoni in there, darling.
He likes it when I suck on his mustache.
Get it nice and wet. Turn it into dreads. Spike it up and lick it down.
I twist it around inside my mouth, so when I'm... I suck out of it. It looks like he's some kind of Jane's Addiction fan.
My sweetie savors every drop. You two look like new lovers.
We are. I feel awkward about tonight.
Feeling a little self-conscious now. My mustache is too small and too clean.
Oh, well, nonsense. You know there's the big bobbin' for mashed potatoes fair tonight.
Oh,
I haven't been there yet.
I'm about to have my face down in a bucket of mashed potatoes.
That's right, sour cream, ketchup, bacon, beans, and all.
You better believe it, honey. You had better believe it. And while I'm face down in a bucket full of mashed potatoes, bacon, and everything on it, I'm not going to be able to do anything to stop that mustache from doing whatever it needs to.
That's right. You two get a look at my girl's charming white smile, because it's the last time you're going to see those pearly whites without my mustache hairs in between each and every single one.
Oh.
Ain't that right, darling?
That is right, darling. And then thank you, honey, bunny.
Slip it up and slurp it down.
I can't stop. And luckily, I have extra long cigarettes that I can still smoke from underneath a pile of mashed potatoes.
Oh, hell yeah, you do. Y'all want to meet up later when we're all drunk on hairs and fucking?
Charlene, if it's okay with you, I'd like to reschedule our date. I'm not feeling very mustachy tonight.
Oh, no. You've emasculated my mustache man.
Well, he could emasculate Friedrich Nietzsche with the size of this mustache.
Insane. Oh, insane. Forgot how I spoke. Yes. I see the guys with mustaches cleaning the food out as we speak. It's a little odd. Have you tasted mustache? You've tasted food in the mustache, haven't you, ma'am? You haven't? You guys came late, so I'm going to ask you a question we asked earlier. What costume do you remember dressing up as a child, ma'am? Halloween costume. A Hershey's Kiss, I remember that. How'd you do that? Did you do it yourself, or was it a bot costume? Did you get a lot of foil? Okay.
Do you have the receipt?
Was it an almond Hershey's Kiss? Wait, I forgot. I was in character. Was there an almond inside of the Hershey's Kiss? Or was it some other form of purely chocolate interior? Yes. Fascinating.
If you're looking for a nut wrapped in tinfoil, we got one right there.
Stop it.
Good one, Randy.
Stop it. Much.
Angry Oreo is getting it from all sides, I have to say.
Thank you for remembering my name.
I assumed I had deliberately gotten it wrong.
No, it's Angry Oreo.
Etc. And
angry,
so on.
Angry.
Yes, I believe.
What?
I say, I'm sputtering. I'm just sputtering. This is default. This is first gear. I'm just talking to hear myself continue, etc. and so forth. My God. The crisis.
We cut to a costume shop. It's the day before Halloween when most of the costumes are gone. And we do have a ghost costume left, which is it's the classic sheet with the holes in it, two eye holes in the sheet.
Is it like sexy? Like there are the holes down lower than I think?
There's no cleavage window, if that's what you're asking.
Uh-huh, so it's just for eyes? That sucks.
Just yeah. Not sure if I can go for, I like the way it looks, it's just a big step for me to commit to the purchase at this time.
Well, it's all we got left in the store. It's just, they look at the price tag, it's $65.
Is there anything you could do? Could take a little, is there any deal you could make here in person, maybe? Because we just bought a house.
I guess I could knock $5 off it. $60 for the last ghost costume.
Yeah. My boyfriend really needs me to be something sexier. He said we're probably going to break up by Christmas.
I guess you could poke your nipples out of the ghost eye holes.
What are the monthly payments going to be like on a 3-year lease for this ghost costume?
Assuming the credits. I have to talk to my boss. We gotta see what we can do.
Yes, we have a minute if you wanted to do that. No, we're still interested.
He goes into the back. We see a window where he's talking to his boss.
I don't know. I think maybe I feel good about this.
Baby, you work at Chase Bank. Tell them that.
Do you
baby.
Think that would help to approve the loan
yes.
for the costume? I guess I should. I assumed he would ask.
Baby, why didn't you tell them you work at Chase Bank?
I don't like to throw it around. Things like, I do like, you know.
Okay, I talked to my boss. Here's what we can do.
Sorry. You talked to boss?
Yeah. Here's what we can do. We can give you the ghost costume for $50.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
If you buy a paper mache spider for $15.
Baby, say probably. The thing about C-H-A-S-E.
right, but now it, the price came back up to what it would have been when we went to the first. It was kind of, just I don't know if we need the because paper then they'll negotiate with you.
My boyfriend works at Chase.
Work at Chase Bank. I'm really good for the payments, obviously. And something would have to happen bad in the financial system to be for me, like a really bad financial collapse for me to not be able to pay this off within 3, maybe 4 or 5 years. But definitely, definitely be on top of the payments the whole time.
Look, we're at cost right now. You know, this is a sheet, 2 holes in it. That's
yeah,
that's
two holes. And if we have
right
to cut
there.
The other two lower down, then we should get some sort of tax break from that.
I was at Halloween City earlier today, and they had something. It was like a slightly different color of a ghost costume. It was like a blue ghost, like a Pac-Man ghost. And they were offering for like $40. And
blue ghost, $40.
Yeah, and there was no 0% APR on the financing too. So I was wondering if you could match.
All right, I'm gonna talk to my boss. We'll see what we can do.
Okay, we really appreciate it. Sorry.
Do you guys have like a my girlfriend's really conservative, and do you have like any sheets with holes in it? I'll pay anything.
Fuck. We want it.
You want a straight up ghost costume? Just the two eye holes.
Hey, two. Pal. Yeah.
Hey, pal, I work at Chase Bank, okay?
Oh, shit.
I don't know who you think you're talking to. I could buy and sell you in small installments.
Tell him, baby, this is my boyfriend, and I'm his little Chase Sapphire.
Why? I mean, yeah.
Where do you work, then? If I work at Chase Bank, which I do. Think I could come in here and take my Halloween show? We're in an active negotiation over this, sir.
My baby is a negotiation tycoon.
Yeah. I own and run a gravel. It's like a gravel.
And you got a wife. And you got a wife who's not even here.
We don't
who can't even
the
fuck unless you have a sheet with a hole in it.
Yeah.
Hell, I'll give you. I'll take a sheet and cut a hole in it for you, sir. This is we're starting a family.
Yes, sir. No offense, a gravel company. Why don't you go kick rocks?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Wait, my baby kicks money.
Why yeah, are you I being kick, so? I kick money. I throw money around. I could buy. I think I could buy that costume.
Yes, you could, baby.
I just need my girlfriend's out in the car.
Catch his thought balloon of the. He's thinking of things he could not buy in the next month to save money, and where he could actually.
All right, if I really cut back on everything, all other holidays, where instead of Thanksgiving, we're just gonna look at people and let them turn into turkeys in our eyes. there won't be any we won't do any Christmas, because that'll be the second month of the payment. We're going to have to come up with $5 that month. Christmas is fucking gone. Christmas is canceled.
Baby, I'm gonna I need maybe a Halloween have to costume, or I'll get depressed and I'll stop getting my period.
Shit, I was daydreaming like Garfield again.
Baby.
I know, it's you versus the bubble. I think in terms of bubbles, and I do my best work at the bank when an actual cloud-like bubble pops out of my head, and I decide weigh options. And
I have an idea for how we can finance the ghost costume.
Sure.
The other guy who wants to buy it, he said his girlfriend was sitting in the car. What if I sneak around to the back of Spirit Halloween and find her sitting in the car and find a way to get the exhaust into the window so that she dies? Then there'll be no more competition for the ghost costume. We can tell the guy here at Halloween that we're the only buyers.
It'll be a buyer's paradise.
That's right. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, keep talking to me here for a second, pal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you like
It hasn't been a great experience so far.
I came off a little too aggressive. Let me ask you, what You buy a lot of costumes, you and your wife?
No. She's my girlfriend. I'm not here for
it. Cut to his thought balloon where he's trying to think of things to say about gravel and some good gravel questions.
Tell this guy about some memory about Alabama one time and gravel. tell him he looks like gravel. No, wrong. Don't ever tell that to anybody.
Baby, I'm back. Oh, that girl is dead.
What? You
The deed is done. The bitch is dead.
Oh, cool. Well, I guess I'm done talking to you. You can go back to whatever you need to.
And suddenly next to that man appears a woman in a sheet with eye holes. Honey.
Oh.
I waited in the car.
What the fuck? How'd she get the ghost costume?
I was haggling.
Is she the ghost of the ghost costume?
What the hell?
Fuck, it's like...
It's a ghost of my conservative
girlfriend. It's just like the Scottish... You call me your
conservative girlfriend?
Well, I had to explain why I needed the privacy
I'm just your
sheet.
Girlfriend.
Well, but...
Away, car girlfriend.
Wait, are you dead?
I'm dead.
So your body's just in the car?
My body's still in the car.
And it doesn't care if there's a sheet or not?
Fuck.
Okay.
I feel
take the costume. I'm good to go.
And insane, everyone.
I feel... Fuck.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Unseen, that has been our show, everyone. A big hand for Randy Macho Man Savage, Stavik Zizek, and Angoria, and Angorina, Andor Angoromia. Folks, this has been Improv for Humans. I hope you had a great time. This is a podcast. It will be for your ears and for free very soon. Go to Improv for Humans to find out about it. ImprovForHumans.com. Good night. Thank you.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.